Hi everyone, hope you are well and belated happy Bealtaine. So thank you Estelle for forming the basis of this week's card reading, which is also the card for the month. So if you're listening to this in the future, I'm just going to read out Estelle's message. Hi everyone, just wanted to share this. In our Zoom, I was saying about the earworm, What Are You Waiting For song that stayed with me for months, and this popped up in emails today. The sun looks down at the little seeds and says, Well, what are you waiting for? It's time to start giving. Go on now, get to work. And the seeds reply, But we are too small and weak. No, no, says the sun, try, you'll see, I will help you. So all the little seeds take heart. The sun warms them and talks to them every day, and before long, poets, musicians, and painters rejoice and are inspired by the appearance of magnificent flowers. Well, now, is it so difficult to understand that the same thing can happen with us humans? We too are seeds planted in a divine soil, and with the help of the sun's rays, we can produce such marvelous colours and perfumes that even divinities will be ecstatic. What is a flower, after all? It cannot sing, or dance, or play the violin, and yet, even singers, dancers, and musicians are in ecstasy at its beauty. And if we learn to be like flowers, why wouldn't the divinities that are so far above us come and exclaim in delight, Oh, what a lovely flower! Then they will care for us and help us to be even purer and more luminous. So, when I heard this, I just thought it was a beautiful message. But when I heard, what is a flower? I just got chills when I read that. It was full of hope and affirms that we are loved and cherished just as we are, just from our beingness. And our doing follows afterwards and then can be a blessing. So I picked two more cards to get some insight. So the first card is the God of Reflections. The qualities you see in others are simply your own reflection. So this woman, we see her lying down, she's relaxed, she's at peace, she's simply being. And there's blue healing light coming down into her, into the back of the throat chakra. And then it's like it's expressed in the reflection in the pool of water. So what we see as others is actually our own reflection. And yet if we look at the face in the water, it looks like a male face. So we've got these different energies in us that bring balance. If we look at the second card, it's the God of the Underworld. Something which no longer serves you is about to end. So in the first card, we've had the healing. And then in the second card, we have the clarity. So the blue light percolates up from the throat. We're invited to express ourselves, to speak our truth. And then the third eye is highlighted. And the intuition is sparked. And there's a clarity. You can see the clarity in the eyes, the understanding. And that line has been drawn. So here we see the gentle firmness of the divine masculine, but at the same time showing loving compassion. So this card came up last week in another session, and there are very few cards, God cards in this deck. This is the Angels, Gods and Goddesses deck by Tony Carmine Salerno. And so when these cards come up, it emphasizes the masculine qualities and the fact that we've had the two God cards come up, two of the God cards come up, means that the divine masculine energies are ones that we can harness at this time. So yesterday was the Celtic Festival of Bealtaine, and we're stepping into summer. So we're at the halfway mark between the equinox and the summer solstice. Everything is green and growing and full of potential and promise. So it's time to get into action, but it starts from being first. So the God of reflection shows us the beauty around us and in ourselves. And the God of the underworld helps us to let go of what no longer serves us. So Byaltana is a time that we can let go and follow our dreams and potential. So I hope you have a lovely month, and may you bloom. Much love. Bye.